Welcome everyone to Be Alert. This is Leon Benjamin, husband, pastor, congressional candidate, Navy combat veteran. We are here today going into the summer months, and I'm telling you, it's going to get hot. It's going to get so hot that if you're not ready for what's about to happen in these next few months, you're going to think something is wrong. But no, nothing's wrong. God is still in control, and so are we. I got a good friend, Bo Pomley, with me on this show today, and you're going to get some good insight, I believe, on how to prepare for what's about to come. Bo, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Thank you again. What a pleasure seeing you in Miami, Florida. That was very special. And thank you for having me back here. So thank you, and God bless you and your family and all you do.
Yeah, God bless you, man. Look, we are in dire straits, and everyone's trying to ignore what's happening, what's going on around us economically, politically, family-wise. Of course, the media has gone haywire, and they are being used as a strong arm of the deep state and the shadow government and the Uniparty and every other type of non-state and state actor to give a message that America is done with. It is totally done, gone, will not exist. The communists are taking over. And what are you going to do about it? Absolutely nothing. But Bo, I think there's another picture that I think Americans need to see. What say you?
I think God's got a bigger plan, and I think you would agree with me.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line, right? See, you have to, what I do is I study time patterns historically, and you know, the United States is the sister to the brother Israel. It's a brother-sister relationship. We are both covenant nations. It's all about covenant, technically, okay? Israel has a covenant with God because God chose Israel. And, you know, for all these centuries, right, you know, thousands of years, Israel today still stands. That's the point, right? When the United States was founded, it was founded under God. All men are created equal. And so because of that covenant, evil can have all the agendas that it wants, but God always operates on a higher plane, a higher standard.
Yes.
And so, and if you study his historic events, okay, think about this, right? Probably the best example to give is what happened on Passover thousands of years ago. Think
yes.
about, this is the best example of how stupid evil is. The worst day in the entire year that they could ever have killed Jesus was on Passover to make him the Passover lamb. And the point I'm just illustrating is evil walked right into God's plan.
Yes.
Want another example? The Red Sea. Think about how arrogant Pharaoh was. He actually walked into the Red Sea that he knew he didn't part. He didn't part the Red Sea, but he walked in with such arrogance only to be destroyed, what, in a single day, okay? So you have to study history to know what's coming because it states in Ecclesiastes, that which has been will be again. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have the same characters, but the same type of events are going to manifest. And what happened that, you know, Pharaoh was the king of the world at the time because that was the world, right? And now since, you know, thousands of years have gone by, you know, it's a worldwide empire, you know, and that's why, there's no longer just Babylon. On, right, the Daniel 2 prophecy. It's a worldwide control system, all global around the world, right? And so the whole world is now captured because the world has become drunk with Babylon. Read Revelation; it's right in there. Okay, and so everything that evil's doing, it has a plan because it wants to do what? It wants to bring on a one-world government to control humanity. But the problem that they have is the covenant, okay? The United States has a covenant with God, and regardless of whatever they do, evil does, God's going to support, God's going to come back and reinforce the covenant that he made with the founding fathers. And the covenant was very simple, right? This nation's founded under God. So as ugly as everything looks, understand, okay? The United States will be the most incredible place to live in the world. during end times. Because when God intervenes, all it takes is 24 hours. Don't believe me? Look what happened at the Red Sea. Look what happened back to Jesus. He was dead on the cross. Evil actually thought they won. Evil thought they won. And next thing you know, boom, they lost. 3 days later, Jesus Christ is resurrected. You see what I'm trying to illustrate? How amazing our God is. He's got a bigger plan always. But so to bring back to what you're saying, the very start of this interview, it's going to get ugly because understand, before God intervened, first Jesus died on the cross. Jesus knew that he was going to be born on he's going to be resurrected on the third day. He stated that, you know, to the Pharisees, you know, destroy this temple and it'll be rebuilt in, you know, 3 days, right? So Jesus Christ knew the prophetic word, the prophecy. And he stated it, but he's died on the cross. And think about the apostles at the time that were with him, right? They all fled, okay? Everybody freaked out because they thought evil won. So that's about to happen to the United States. The United States, as we know it, is about to die. But what's about to die is not the real United States that was founded under God, because the United States that we now presently occupy is a captured nation by evil, by Satan. So the United States is no longer that United States that we one nation under God, you know, all men are created equal. That's not the United States anymore because it was fully captured. So we're about to see the destruction of the United States, but the United States that's fully captured. So it might look ugly because it's going to look horrible. Whatever happens here, we're probably going to have a war conflict breakout. It's going to get really ugly because it's going to be a collapse of the financial system that we know. And we're like this close, this thing going down.
I think it's very important that people understand, myself being a pastor for going on now 22 years, married for 32 years. The instability of the systems, whether it be the media, the family, the government, the economy, the what we call sports, arts, languages, entertainment, also our education, our religious systems are all disarray. That's what I want to thank God for Bridie on, because the censorship is going to get worse. I've been kicked off of YouTube. I've been shadow banned on Facebook, Twitter. But Brighteon allows information, what we're talking about, to be uncensored. They can support us even. Go to brighteonstore.com, put in the code BEALERT. They can even, get great products by Health Ranger Mike Adams, but also support this platform and what we're talking about. Also, guys like Mike Lindell, that's why we teamed up with him with MyPillow. They can go to MyPillow.com, put in BEALERT. And we're going to keep fighting alongside Mike Lindell to keep exposing this ugliness, this disaster that has happened to these United States of America. So all these things that are going on right now, Bo, we can understand the ugliness is a part of the plan, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And so like you just described, I don't know if you can see the screen here, but basically what you're saying is, see, Mystery Babylon is a worldwide syndicate, okay? It started as the United States, but then if you read Revelation, the world became drunk with her. So it's a worldwide syndicate that controls the church, the family, the financial system, education, the governments, you know, entertainment, media, everything that we potentially know in our world is fully captured, okay? And so what's about to happen is when God intervenes, he's going to flip the tables. Don't believe me? Look what Jesus Christ did in the temple, right? He walked in, he flipped the tables on who? The money changers. Why? Because the money changers are the root of all evil. They love money. And through the money, they've been able to control and capture humanity. Why? Because think about this. The world, as you know, when you read Genesis, right? God made everything. On the fifth day, he made man, right? Or is it the sixth day? He made man. And the point being was, why? And when man was made, it was very good. But everything that God made was for man. This is so important to understand. God made everything for man.
He waited until everything was finished on those 5 days and made man on the sixth day and rested on the seventh day. So we were very, very good.
Yes, exactly. And so this is what the world needs to understand about finance, okay? We're not supposed to want finance. We're just supposed to have everything we need. There's a difference. See what I'm saying? If God made everything for us, then everything in the world is ours. But then what happened? Adam and Eve came and stole. So Adam and Eve let Satan, evil, onto the earth with the fruit event. And Satan stole our inheritance. I'm going to repeat that. Satan stole our inheritance. And thus began the 6,000 year journey into where we stand today. Jesus Christ had to come onto the earth to repair and be the second Adam to fix what Adam did in the garden. And so when Jesus showed up in the temple, he flipped the tables on who? The money changers. Why? Because the money has controlled humanity, but they've used money to control us. Get it? They used the money system and they detached it from God's money. Haggai 2 verse 8, the silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. They created a fake paper fiat money system created out of thin air that they create trillions with a click of a button. And we all think it's money, but it's nothing but it's a dream. It's literally an illusion. But the world's been hypnotized to this being money. And when God flips the tables, this is critical. The writing on the wall. Because what happened to Belshazzar in 24 hours? He was dead. And then King Darius came in and took over Babylon, right? Because why? The writing on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upsharsi. You've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has come to an end and will be given to the Medes and the Persians. This time around, Ecclesiastes, that which has been will be again. Their kingdom has come to an end and will be given to the church. Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous, the church. Deuteronomy, we're to be the lenders to the nation, not the borrower, the head, not the tail. So we're about to see fulfillment of scripture when, read Daniel, God revealed this to me. He showed me this. He showed something very clear. He says, when will this happen? I asked, when is this going to finally go down? And he said to me, Daniel 6, I believe, let me give you the exact scripture here. Daniel 12, verse 7. Daniel 12, verse 7 states very clearly, and it states, it will be. I want to share the screen with you here. And it will be. So if I share the screen with you right here, let me do a quick little share here. So we're here. Okay. So it will be. Daniel 12, verse 7 states, it will be for a time, times and a half a time. So that is a time is 360 days or a year. Then 2 years, add that is 3 years. And then another half a year is 3.5 years. So it will be. So what is it? It is evil or whatever you want it to be. So it will also be the glory. But basically, if you understand Daniel's timeline, it's 3.5 years, which is 1260 days. So Corona comes on the scene in January of when? 2020. We are in the last 30 days before God's about to destroy and expose everything evil's done. Their time is down to days right now. This is about to go down. The financial system's about to, how do they build it all? They control humanity with the finances. God's going to take down what they use to control us. He's going to destroy the U.S. dollar, the world's reserve currency. And when that happens, when that moment happens, it says it will be for 3.5 years. So January of 2020, you go 3.5 years, that is specifically what? The end of June. It's over. Their time window allotted by God is over by the end of June, which is 3.5 years. So this is their evil window right here. From January to the end of June is 3.5 years. Sorry, go ahead.
One of the things I want the people to understand is that it is our responsibility to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him. It is the arrogance of man to say, I don't need God. I don't need his help. I don't need his wisdom. I don't need his spirit. That is so arrogant. It is up to us to seek our king, our government, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and to begin to call and bring to remembrance what his word says. And amen. This is what I love about what you're saying. We can't blame anybody else, Bo, but ourselves if we do not call to remembrance what his word says in our constitution called the B-I-B-L-E. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes, and to add what you're saying, because basically understand what happened to the Red Sea. If Moses didn't raise his staff, see, we as humanity are a part of God's plan. Because if Moses didn't raise his staff, the Red Sea would not have parted. God parted the Red Sea, but he instructed Moses to hold the staff up. See, we all have a job on this earth. Like you're standing here, or sitting here with me, sitting here. We're doing a podcast, educating the world about us being involved. So we are no different than, you know, what happened. You know, prepare prepare the way for the Lord, right? Before, yeah. Christ showed up. We are preparing the way for the second coming, but we all have missions on this earth. So by us, we want to educate the people, but because if Moses didn't raise a staff, the Red Sea wouldn't have parted. So we are all have missions on this earth to be involved and be a part of God's plan. But God's got a huge plan, because this story goes back 6,000 years. Understand, nothing going on right now is random. I'm going to repeat, whatever you're seeing in the media and everything going on, God knew all this. He knew it all. None of this is random. God's in control, not evil. But basically, the 3.5 years I just referenced in Daniel 12, verse 7, was given for two reasons. God specifically gave this for two reasons, double-edged sword. He gave the evil ones, oh, wayward sheep, turn from your wicked ways. Because even the evil ones that are doing this stuff. He hates the sin, but they're still his children, right? They chose evil. Turn from your wicked ways, people. But these politicians, the ones that work for Satan, they literally have let evil into their hearts and they're working for evil. God says, turn from your wicked ways. So a few have turned, but for the most, many, most have not, right? And at some point, they've dug in their heels like Pharaoh, and God's at some point have to bring judgment on them. So vengeance, right? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Well, if you read Isaiah 61, what does it say? It says, you know, the year of the Lord's favor. And Jesus Christ stopped at that in the synagogue. He didn't read the day of vengeance, because that was for 2,000 years later now. So we're about to see the day of vengeance of our God. And then how crazy is this, right? Because we are, Matthew states, we are to discern the times and the seasons. So I'm showing you what God has shown me with relation to times and seasons. So we're at the end of evil. When I say the end of evil, for a season, okay, because the Antichrist system comes in the future, okay, but when you read Revelation, it's very clear. It talks about mortal wounds, okay? The mortal wound hasn't happened yet. So the mortal wound is what's about to happen. It says in Revelation 13, it says, and I saw another beast rise out of the earth. It had two heads, two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercised all the authority of the first beast. This is the first beast right now that we're witnessing. But the first beast hasn't got the mortal wound. And then in the future, the mortal beast resurrects itself, comes back from the dead, and it's healed. But right now, the mortal wound hasn't happened yet. And then so the mortal wound in the Bible scripturally, Pastor, is also Daniel 2, verse 34. And what does that say? While you were watching, we get to watch the hand of God, just like what happened at the Red Sea. While you were watching. So we get to watch this. A stone carved out by, here it is, no human hand, means God's going to get the glory. God's going to do this. So this is the moment in time where stand still, watch the salvation of the Lord. This is now God's battle, Pastor Leon. This is God's battle.
Look, I am convinced we're going to cross over. We got about a few minutes on this side of our segment. But the whole thing, the picture that we're trying to give America and even those that are watching around the world, is that God has already designed a way to get evil, or to get the evil one or the evil doer. And when we don't believe the B-I-B-L-E, the words in scripture, we get all those other, so to speak, in Deuteronomy, I think somewhere around Deuteronomy 28, those plagues, or what happened in Exodus. We get all those things because we would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. So if we hearken unto his voice, obey him, we don't suffer those plagues. We don't suffer those things. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. 1,000 shall fall at your left, 10,000 at your right, but no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. He'll cause his angels to even bear us up. We have all of this protection, but when we're outside of faith, outside of obedience, we experience those things that came upon Egypt or that came upon Babylon. Now, we cross over to the next side. I want you to talk about how to get ourselves in that place of assurance, in that place, the secret place, in that place where we see these things happening, but they don't come upon us. I think there's a lot of people that are afraid, Bo. They're afraid. A fear has gripped the hearts of men and women around this nation, and they're thinking there is no way out. Just like the children of Israel at the Red Sea, they were crying unto Moses. And so when we get on the other side, I want you to just take us through that timeline and some of the things to give the people hope again, to give them assurance again that what God has planned for those that love him, they will not suffer loss. The term is loss. And as we get on the other side, you've been listening to Bo Pollany, and the man is fired up. He's like me. I love it. His hair is on fire. His eyes are on fire. Everything is on fire, but he's not consumed. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve not an angry God, a living God. He's a consuming fire, but for those that trust him, oh my God, those that love him, those that obey him, they'll be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. So we're going to come back on the other side. We got Bo Pollany. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a few short messages from our sponsors.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Wait, don't put it out. We're going to need to burn these embers of truth until the very landing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when he comes right back to this planet. And so we've been with Bo Palamy talking about what is happening, why is it so ugly, and what can we do about it? You know, I thank God for Brighteon. They've allowed us to talk about issues like this without censorship. So you can support us. Go to brighteonstore.com and put in the code BEALERT. And you are not only buying great products of we call the health range of Mike Adams, but you're supporting this platform of truth and many platforms like this that need to exist today. Also, we teamed up with Mike Lindell, MyPillow. I'm telling you, Mike Lindell is fighting the fight of his life and many others like Clay Clark. But when you support Mike Lindell, MyPillow, put in the code BEALERT. Get the products, but you're not just getting products. You're fighting alongside of us patriots and believers that love God, country, and family. So MyPillow.com, put in the code BEALERT, get the sheets, get the pillows, get the whatever, but you're really fighting a good fight. Look, there's many things that we could talk about, you know, in these last few minutes of this show, but I want us, and I talked offline with Bo. We got Bo Polly with me, and he's a little bit of everything. He's a business person. He's a forecaster. He walks in the prophetic. I'm sorry, those that might not understand that, but he's just looking at what the word says. Why don't more people do that? I don't know. But look, there's timelines. Bo has given us an illustration that what is happening right now, according to Ecclesiastes, has already happened. It's already happened, but with different characters. Guess what? We're it. Look, Iron Man is not coming, all right? Bo, is Iron Man coming? Are the Fantastic Four, are they coming, Bo? Who's coming, Bo? Who's coming?
You know what? Even if Iron Man showed up, it wouldn't be enough because the whole world's captured and we wouldn't even know whose side he's working on, okay? The point is, we know that the story is this. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit and God the Father are in complete control of what's going on this earth, period, period, period. And anything different than that is a losing bet, period. We know the end of the story, and all we got to do is kind of, you know, God, we are to discern the times and the seasons. We need to understand, you know, that God laid out certain timelines within Revelation, and that's just how it is. You know, think about this. There's 4,000 years of the Jews, and then Jesus Christ comes on the earth. And then next, and you know, and it's interesting, when Jesus Christ showed up, when were the fish created, right? On the fifth day, right? Well, so it's 4,000 year days, like 1,000 years. So 4,000 years comes to an end. Jesus Christ comes on the earth. And then what? Peter, follow me. Let's be a fisher of men. Get it? The fifth day. Like, none of this is a coincidence, right? The fish are created on the fifth day of creation and 1,000 years on the start of the 5,000 years after creation. Next thing you know, Jesus says, hey, let's be fisher, you know, be fisher of men, follow me. So everything that's happening is a part of God's timeline. It's a 7,000 year story, okay, of which 4,000 years already transpired with the Jews. We're in the tail end of the 2,000 years. So we are in end times, but not in end times. It's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the end. We're not in the tribulation. And before the tribulation happens, yes, Antichrist comes on the earth. And he's going to, and remember, it's written in there, they, them, there. Okay. Understand, that's not my children who are called by my name. See, you have to read the details. So the horrible things that you read about Revelation, that's for they, them who refuse to accept Christ. So what's coming is a double-edged sword. The greatest time the world has ever imagined. We're about to, this year, starting this summer into August, is going to be for the next 3.5 years, because you got to go what? Low to be what? Raised up. It's got to get really dark for the light to then shine, right? And so it's 3.5 years to go really evil and low. God exposed evil so we can now see satanic agendas that were happening in the time of Hitler. And then with the tables flip simply a simple example is what happened with Jesus Christ and the money changers. He flips the tables on the money changers, and then it's 3.5 years of taking you from dark to light, to the greatest light the world has ever seen. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, when he got baptized, that was the Jubilee. Okay, he was on the earth, but when he got baptized, his Jubilee started. It was 3.5 years of Jesus Christ, the glory on earth. And when the glory was, when the Holy Spirit was upon him, it was signs and wonders. So you want to know what's coming? The exact opposite of what we've seen happen for the past 3.5 years. We're going to see the next 3.5 years starting like this summer is going to be incredible. What's coming? Cures for cancer, the great wealth transfer, the fiat money system is about to blow up. God's money is about to explode in price like you've never imagined before. Why? Haggai 2 verse 8, when God flips the tables, it's going to be in his favor of his money. So silver and gold are going to explode in price. But when silver and gold go up and explode in price, it's a destruction of the fiat money system. The banks are going to be destroyed. When the banks are destroyed, free houses, free land. It's a jubilee. That's what a jubilee is. Thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land. Read Leviticus. And no, so why Bo, 50 years?
Bo, I'm going to say this, and I don't want anyone to get offended, but it's going to take a leader that understands these scriptures. Just like in the days of Nehemiah and Ezra, when they read the book, there was like, you know, What are we to do? It needs a leader that understands. America, and I'm going to prophesy this, will have a leader in the White House that understands these scriptures. And it's going to be like the Ethiopian eunuch when Philip ran into him. He says, how could I know except someone interpreted for me? And Philip began to go through the scriptures to tell him that what he's seeing in the scriptures is Christ Jesus. And he says, well, here's water. Let's get baptized. I mean, it's going to be leaders like this, Bo, that rise up in this nation that understand what you're saying. What do you think about that?
That's exactly right. This is the point, right? But the leader that you're referencing is not allowed to be. So, well, there's one leader coming in that we all know, you know, he's 45. Okay. He's coming back, but I want to explain. He's not allowed to be in office right now because we're about to see Daniel 2 verse 34 manifest. We're about to see the mortal wound to the financial system of the fifth system of the world. And if he was in office, God's anointed is not allowed to sit in office on the collapse of Babylon, of the collapse of the worldwide financial system. He is a builder. Jesus Christ was a carpenter, okay? So we're going to see the builder come back to rebuild what, here it is, what God destroyed. Because you read Daniel 2 verse 30, while you're watching a stone carved out by no human hand, mean God will get the glory for the destruction of the financial system. That's so no one gets the glory. If 45 walks into office today, evil still in control. This has to come to a point where it's literally, there's no options. Jesus Christ is dead on the cross. Evil won, at least they thought they did, right? Israel's pinned up against the Red Sea. They're dead. They are dead. Moses, why have you brought us here to die? Stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord, for he will work for you today. And 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. And the Red Sea parted and Israel crossed. And that afternoon, Pharaoh and all of his army was destroyed. We're stepping into that time point, and it's so close because why? Daniel 12, verse 7. It will be for a time, times and a half a time, 3.5 years ends. This is crazy, but I'm telling you, it ends at the end of June. Something huge is about to go down. And then we read Matthew 24. It says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Sound familiar, right? But see to it that you are not alarmed. This is the key. Don't be alarmed, because who's Satan? He lies, steals, kills, destroys. He's a liar, cheater,
bro,
a thief.
Stop right there. Can you tell them what you just said again? Because there's some people that are going crazy and cuckoo. I say cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They're running around here like a chicken with their heads cut off. I'm talking about there's no way we're going to come out of this. Tell them again what you just said.
It's all of this that I'm referencing is how many scriptures in our conversation have I referenced? All of this is not made up. It's scriptural. I just, God's shown me to understand and how to place the scriptures in the right places. And so you have to understand the scriptures. And Matthew 24, this is Matthew 24 moment right now, okay? You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you're not alarmed. Don't be alarmed. Don't turn the TV on. There's nothing to watch because it's Satan's frequencies. He's going to try to scare you of what's going on. So do not be alarmed. Such things must happen. But this is not the end. This is it. This is the key right here. These are the beginnings of birth pain. So why does it look scary? Women, what happens right before birth? You're screaming, you're freaking out because maybe for the first time you're giving birth, you're like, you don't even know what's happening to your body. So it's a freak out session. You know, they give epidurals because of the pain you have to go through. So we're about to go through pain that we, you know, have never experienced before because we've never seen the manifestation of God on this earth. We are going to witness, mark my words, we are going to witness the glory of God manifesting on this earth greater than what happened at the Red Sea. Greater. This is going to be incredible. The laws of physics are about to change. Something is going to be signs and wonders. And the reason for the signs and wonders is because these are the beginnings of birth pains. It's going to look like the United States died. But then when something dies, what happens next, Matt? What happens next, Leon? Birth, right?
Birth.
So you have birth pains, and just check the timing on this out, okay? How long, when does a mother give birth? 9th month. So when's God's day one? September, Rosh Hashanah. I said on many podcasts last year, September 25 is a huge date. Why? That's Rosh Hashanah. And what happens 9 months later is delivery. So we're about to see the birth of God's new kingdom, the God's kingdom, Deuteronomy. We're to the head, not the tail. This is about to happen, the fall of Babylon. So Babylon falls, Daniel 2, verse 34, and birth is a new era. We're going to watch a new era be birthed as June ends. And check what June is. Pride Month. We're in Pride Month. What has happened before the fall? Pride cometh the fall.
That's why we have dedicated June. What we have done, we have labeled it Kingdom Family Month, because we know that whatever they are trying to portray through media as don't try to fight this, give up, give in. But I want to read this in Mark chapter 16, where it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. That is the first thing mentioned in his name. Cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That means when demons no longer influence the believers, we speak what is right in the sight of God. New tongues. Devils are cast out first, because demons influence media. Demons influence language. Demons influence culture, the arts. They influence. And so even some crazy preachers, I know demons are influencing. Okay, Bo? They influence. So they are cast out, but that's going to follow the believer. Then it says they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is all in the midst of what's going on, but these are them Where the signs are following.
They,
what
them.
Do you say about that?
Yes, because it's all about we are in control because, you know, we're covered in the blood of Jesus. It's always been about the blood, right? It's, you know, what are they doing? The evil, what do? They do blood sacrifice, okay? They do, and they use the children. That's, it's the blood is powerful, right? But the blood of Jesus, you know, controls everything, rules over everything, right? But what have they done? Like you referenced, you know, the church, the family, right? Evil is incomplete. This is so important to grasp, you know, the viewers. They need to understand this. Evil controls everything. Okay, so Satan's the master of the airway. Why? Evil, Adam and Eve, back to the beginning of this, Adam and Eve let Satan on the earth. He is the master of the air. He's been around for thousands of years. He occupies different people. Evil occupies different people. They have been working an agenda for 6,000 years. They know how people think. And so they're controlling humanity. And in doing so, God wrote a prophecy or gave the prophecy to Daniel, interpreting the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. But what? It's the church. Like you've said, pastors. And why? Because through the 501c3, they can control pastors, right? So this has been going on. It's because they use the money to control everybody. It's bribes and payoffs. That's the essence of all of this, right? If someone's getting $50 million, right, it's called hush money. There's a saying, follow the money, right? It's the hush money. And so they create money out of thin air. Think of their beautiful scheme. You create money out of thin air. You can create as much as you want of it, so it's money to infinity, and then they buy and pay off everybody, including politicians, so what the church, the family, education system, the government, the media, right? They use the money, it's all hills. Those are the seven hills, are all captured. So this is mystery Babylon controlling everything across the world. And so this is a moment in time where basically they've been plotting this for thousands of years. And so this is a moment in time where we have to put it all on God. You know, what I'm saying is that this is that Red Sea miracle moment, you know, stand firm and watch the salvation of the Lord. So God, when he manifests, the world will know that there's a God because the prophets have spoken. There's a billion soul harvest coming, Pastor. You know that, okay? And so with a billion soul harvest coming, how do you get a billion soul harvest? Very simple. It's called using the phone, okay? So what's going to happen, okay? We're going to go to a conference like the Clay Clark thing, right? And next thing you know, people got phones, and so when Jesus Christ became the glory on earth, he got baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, so John the Baptist baptized him 3.5 years as the glory on earth. He's signs and wonders like you haven't ever, can't even imagine are happening on earth, right? That's about to happen. So the past 3.5 years, which ends this June, starts in August, the next 3.5 years go forward. Well, guess what happens in the next 3.5 years? Think about how, because from great darkness comes great light. So the next 3.5 years, this is what's coming, okay? Cures for cancer, free land, free homes. The days of struggle come to an end. It's over. No more struggle because you're going to have everything you possibly need financially. And so we're going to go to stadiums. We're going to be given free stadiums. We're going to be given free churches. Everything's going to be paid for. Why? Because it's scriptural. The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous, yes. The church. So we're about to witness 3.5 years when the tables flip, everything you know. So by the end of this year to where the year started, they're going to be 180 degrees different. Actually fulfilling the prophetic word of Kim Clement, summer will be the mediator between spring and fall, so that the fall can do its work in America. These people who think they're in control today are about to witness the hand of God, and they are going to flee the United States, never to come back to the United States again. Evil will fall. And I want to finish on this, because why? On the other side of the Red Sea, please expand on this, but on the other side of the Red Sea, there was nobody chasing Israel. The sea was closed.
Well, look. We've had Bo. We got a special call, if those that are watching right now, with General Flynn at 1 o'clock today. But I want everyone to text the word the dream, T-H-E, dream, D-R-E-A-M, to this number. 866-881-1123. The dream, the dream. And the reason why we're doing all of what we're doing, gang, and the reason why I love Bo so much is that we believe, period. And the Bible says in Mark, they that don't believe are already damned. But they that believe will get baptized, will speak in new tongues, will cast out devils, will lay hands on the sick, will not drink any deadly thing. It won't hurt them. Will tread upon serpents. And guys like Bo Pawnee will keep speaking the truth. Look, we got about one more minute. Where can they find you?
Website is gold2020forecast.com. God gave me that website years ago because that was to mark the beginning of the end. So we're about to have a Joseph moment in the world. What happened? Joseph went from the pits to the palace in just over 2 years. This is in the Bible, okay? And so we're about to see the return this year. And then we're stepping into 7 years of incredible glory like you can never even imagine, because it's going to be the greatest move of God's Spirit ever in the history of the world. We're this close. And on YouTube, if you want to find me, just put my name in on YouTube and current videos.
Amen. Give me the website one more time, Bo. One more time.
Gold2020forecast.com is my website.
All right. Look, we could be on here for hours talking about this because God's word is so rich. But look, we're going to come back. We'll be back next week with Dr. Alveda King. That's going to be a great show. But look up Bo. Let's get ready for this awesome turnaround. See you later.